From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center proves his fabulosity every time I look through the glass, and I really appreciate his help and hard work. Nobody's a gluer together of all things Sunrise more than he is, so we appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Heather Schneider is here, education specialist at Transitions of Pennsylvania. We're going to be talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month and an issue that just doesn't seem to go away. Unfortunately, violence is still a reality. Maybe the pandemic was a factor in that, but there is a lot of education and information and work underway to, boy, turn those trends around and, I guess, eliminate violence someday, if that would be feasible. Heather, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Sure. It's great to be with you again virtually through phone lines, however we need to do it.
Well, yeah, we got to get back together at some point. It's been a year since you and I were in the same room, and that is... that's right. We recorded once at the Barnes & Noble in Lewisburg. What was that, June or so? So, yeah, fortunately, yeah, we did have that opportunity together. Yeah, we had a socially distanced, ultra-long table, mm-hmm, and people spread out all over the room, but we did get an interview done there. Okay, well, domestic violence. Define what we're talking about in the Awareness Month, calling attention to domestic violence, please.
Sure. So every October, I mean, we try to bring as much awareness as possible to domestic violence. Domestic violence is the willful intimidation, physical assault, battery, sexual assault. It's an abusive behavior, and it's a pattern of power and control that is perpetrated by one intimate partner against another. And the numbers are just staggering, and we can talk national numbers, we can talk Pennsylvania numbers. And the thing of it is, Transitions, we never stopped. When the pandemic, with or without it, we're providing services to victims throughout Union, Snyder, and Northumberland County to assist with Safe House. We have a 24-hour hotline. We do crisis intervention, individual counseling, support groups. Even now, we're still running support groups and doing it virtual. There's therapy, housing advocacy, legal advocacy, medical advocacy, civil legal representation. If we are not able to provide the services necessary, we're able to offer information and a referral. And of course, in for our department, education, outreach, prevention, and trainings to professionals. So there's a lot that we are still doing, and we're just doing it in a different way.
And when we talk about domestic violence, we're talking about males battering their spouses or girlfriends or injuring children. We are still just talking about basic abuse of any individual in a home.
Well, and abuse can happen to anyone. It's not just men that are the abusers and females are the victims. It can be any one of either of those types of abuse, or the physical abuse, which I think most people commonly think of initially. There's sexual abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, emotional, financial, social abuse. We're seeing elder abuse or intimate partner violence in later life. Just straight across the board, intimate partner abuse and domestic violence in the LGBTQ plus community. So we're looking at men, women, children as victims. We're looking at individuals who are putting their power and control over another person in an intimate relationship.
So this abuse is not as simple as you might think, and then, of course, can occur in any home, any socioeconomic field, whatever it happens to be. So in order to call attention to this and to get the education and the awareness out there, what is happening this month?
Well, we're doing a lot. We are putting a display, like we always do, in the Union County Library. We have our newsletter, quarterly newsletter, that's going out that will have a lot of information. Of course, always we're updating our website constantly and our Facebook page with the information, trying to, like this, doing radio interviews to get information out there. The Standard Journal has an insert that is dedicated strictly to our agencies. Bringing education and awareness to domestic violence. there is a purple purse raffle. Purple is the color for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the theme is hashtag power up. And what we're trying to do is to bring so much awareness to the fact that people with power and control can end violence, not keep it going and not have it be an issue. Also on October 15th, we have a film festival, virtual film festival that's coming. It's LunaFest. And you can get on the lunafest.org website or our website, and you can buy a ticket for a donation, and you'll be able to pick a screening. That ticket is good for a 24-hour period from noon on the 15th to noon on the 16th. And you can get on and you can stream. You'll get a link, a streaming link, that you can watch a variety of films. And what LunaFest does is it brings, it's a unique film festival that highlights women as leaders in society through short films by women filmmakers. So we're really excited to bring this to accomplish a goal, even in a pandemic when you can't sit in a theater and watch a movie. This way you'll be able to do it in the comfort of your own home. And then we're going to have tickets for the Purple Purse raffle are being sold online through social media and through actual ticket sales. So you can call our office and make arrangements. Several of us will have tickets, and we'll try to do the best we can to get those tickets to you if you're not purchasing them through social media. And the drawing is going to be during a virtual candlelight vigil that we have scheduled for Wednesday, October 28th, to close out our month.
Tell me something. What stops domestic violence? You know, there may be a story of somebody who said, I was an abuser, but then I stopped because. You know, what takes this abusive individual and changes them into somebody who no longer abuses?
Well, Mark, I wish I knew, because even the statistics indicate that individuals that grow up in an abusive home, when that's the only life they know, they think that's the only thing there is. And I think it definitely takes a person to realize that person has to make the change. The abuser has to make the change. We can't control what other people do or what other people say or how other people act. We can only control ourselves. And when an abuser realizes, in some cases, they are able to change, and through sometimes therapy and counseling, but sometimes the abuser doesn't even really consider that they're an abuser and they're being abusive. They just have this, they want this power and control over the other person. And in some cases, we're finding that victims, because they have a particular definition of what violence and abuse is, they're not even considering themselves victims. So trying to educate people of what domestic violence is, understanding the warning signs, and you'll have some times where an abuser, there's not physical, but there's the mental, emotional, and verbal abuse, name calling, and demeaning comments. Someone that is just very agitated in a relationship, or checking up on that person, frequent phone calls and texts, trying to find out where they're at and what they're doing and who they're talking to. And well, you can't talk to them, you can only talk to this person. You know, threatening to harm or kill them or a pet or another family member, blames the victim. It's a person that blames the victim for the abusive behavior and does not take responsibility for their actions. So it's somebody that really doesn't see that they're doing anything wrong. They just feel that they want to exert their authority and have this power and control.
Well, for somebody who said, I don't know, at the beginning of that paragraph, he said had a great answer, so I really appreciate it. Well, I think you have to affect a personal change, however you can get to somebody, whether it is education, outreach, information, arrest, anger management, sessions of some sort, or self-help, whatever it is, but an individual has to somehow affect a positive change within themselves in order to make
right.
that happen.
And then you have the...
Oh, please, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and then the victim, with with their situation, they're constantly trying to explain the behavior of their abusive partner, you know, making excuses for them, telling people, well, they've had a stressful day, or, you know, their work is this, or their partner is extremely jealous or possessive. And so they're constantly they're trying to fix the situation and trying to justify the situation to other people, if other people even have the opportunity to take notice on that. And one of the big things that we always, and it frustrates me extremely all the time, when even friends of victims will say, well, I don't know why they didn't leave. Why didn't they just pack their bags and leave? And nobody realizes that in some cases, many cases for a victim of domestic violence, that can be a life-threatening decision. You know, and you have all these questions. How am I financially going to support myself? Where am I going to go? Who's going to help me? Is anybody going to believe me? This is a situation that is very can be very volatile to the victim if they're making a choice to leave. So reaching out to an agency like ours, who's able to provide and help with a safety plan for that individual, because they and only they know when it's safe for them to leave. We can't say, well, on, you know, Tuesday, you need to pack your bags and you need to leave. It's something that they need to really process and to really work with. And, you know, PFAs are always an option, protection from abuse orders. There's a lot of things that we're able to provide with all the services that I mentioned. And, you know, last year in our previous fiscal year, we answered over 2,300 hotline calls in that year. And providing services we had individuals, women, we had adults and children in our safe house locations for 4,682 shelter nights.
The pandemic didn't tamp anything down then. It made it at times worse or more dangerous. So, okay, well, we have got to wrap up. Please give us your contact information. So if we need more information, where would we get that?
1-800-850-7948. That's 1-800-850-7948. You can also search the website at www.transitionsofpa.org and look up Transitions of PA on Facebook, and just keep watching and keep looking. Things change constantly. We're always adding information and we're adding events, and you can reach out to us through any of those sites as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information and the updates. We always really appreciate your conversation. If there was anything we missed, we'll have Susan Mathias on in about 15 minutes or so, and she'll be able to give us an update as we continue to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Heather, thank you so much for the call, and thanks so much for all you're doing. We appreciate your help.
Well, thanks again for having us on. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right. We'll talk again. Heather Schneider, Education Specialist at Transitions of Pennsylvania on Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Their website, transitionsofpa.org. Their hotline, 1-800-850-7948.